Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you'd like to support this work, you can make a donation at WPLN.org.
On a dead-end street in South Nashville, there once stood a hand-painted sign. It labeled the home there, The Gathering. It's a name that feels a little cryptic, maybe inviting or communal. Either way, it sent us on a search. This is Curious Nashville from Nashville Public Radio. I'm Tony Gonzalez. Today, we investigate what was posed to us as possible cult activity in South Nashville. There was this sign there that was just so intriguing. To find what was really going on behind that sign, we asked local journalist Tasha Lemley to take up the hunt. She's here to tell us what she found. Tasha, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How are you, Tony?
Hey, I'm doing great. So, do you have this Curious Nashville question in front of you?
I do. I've got, at the dead end of Foothill Drive off of Murfreesboro Pike in South Nashville, there's a sign that says The Gathering. From what little I can find online, it looks like a cult. Would love to know more. And they go on to say, it's in my neighborhood.
I was really interested. You seemed pretty interested, too. If I recall correctly, you kind of volunteered to look into this one. Why were you interested in this particular question?
Oh, because I love cults. I just do. I guess I have to be unapologetic about it. I love religious beliefs. I love people's search for what they believe. And I particularly am drawn to groups who seem to deeply know what they believe, especially when it's counterculture to maybe what you might call the rest of us.
So when you say you're, you know, at least interested or you love cults, what does that mean?
Gosh, I definitely recognize, and I'm no expert, but I do recognize in the little bit I know that there is so much pain often within them. So I recognize there's a lot of pain there and in some cases even danger.
Well, so tell me a little bit about like your initial research. I mean, you had a name, The Gathering, you had a street name. But where do you even start? What do you start looking for maybe online or what sort of resources would you even begin with?
Oh, yeah. So Google Street View, hands down, first thing. Like I was so looking forward to diving into this. And I'm on Google Street View, walking up and down Foothill Drive, going, where is it? Where is it? And sure enough, on the Google Street View of Foothill Drive, I got to what looked like the end of a cul-de-sac. I did not see a sign that said The Gathering, but I could see something that looked like a small compound. And by that, I mean a kind of parking lot that would fit maybe six or eight cars and a few buildings back there. So a house and some other structures. And so I thought, oh my gosh, here we are.
I think we're both aware enough to know that there are some cult-type groups in Tennessee. Also some that I wouldn't call a cult, but I would call, you know, sort of like a community or some communal living type groups. Now, there is one called The Gathering or that uses the word gathering to some degree. Can you tell me a little bit about that group? And is that where this was maybe headed at first?
Yeah, that's what I had suspected was there. It was a group or is a group, was a group called The Gathering Place, formerly called The Gathering International. So I had thought, maybe that's where we were going. I think that group of people exists in some form, but no longer in Middle Tennessee that I knew of.
Approaching that group could have been really tough. But at that moment, did you really think you were headed toward a cult, or were there other possibilities that you had in mind?
I guess I kind of thought it would just be a church. I thought it would be a boring old church. I thought, you know, we've got all of these noun churches these days, the Vine, the Rock, the the Cotton Ball. I mean, whatever, you know, everybody's calling their church a thing. And so The Gathering seemed to kind of be in the line with The Village, there's lots of those. And so I kind of thought I would find a progressive, small, non-denominational neighborhood congregation is really what I thought I would find.
So at that point, you had mostly done, I'm thinking, it sounds like computer-based research.
I had some questions, but I knew basically I've got to go out there. I gotta get in the car and I gotta go down there.
So I don't know now. I'm going to drive down to the other end of Foothill.
Okay, so I sound all like curious and brave. I was scared to death. Like I felt out of my wheelhouse. I'm shaking when I'm going out there.
I don't want to be weirder than I already am.
You know, so I'm talking to myself in the car. And I mean, it's broad daylight. It's a nice little neighborhood. And here I am. I'm freaked out. So I'm coming down Foothill Drive and squinting and waiting to see this sign. So it is made out of reclaimed barn wood. So this is a large sign, not in the street. I would say maybe, 3-4 feet tall, 5 feet tall. I'm short, so maybe it reaches the top of my head. And it has some girth to it, but no, it doesn't look at all like it's been put up by the city. It has some love to it.
A little extra character, I get it. So, okay, so you've found a sign that has different...
found a sign.
That has different lettering. So you're at least close to something. You're on the right street.
Yeah, so I pulled up my big girl britches and I knocked on the door. Again, I am just freaked out. I'm like, what a weird thing to be doing. Here I'm knocking on this door. A really precious older gentleman answers the door, knows nothing about the sign. He did say, that sounds like something Wendy would be into. And so when I hear that, I'm like, oh, Wendy's got to be weird. Wendy's got some sort of cult going on that no one knows about. I really kind of do think it's like some sort of devotional group or something more mainstream. But now I've heard the name Wendy.
I mean, are you able to get any evidence while you're there that day?
Yeah, I was able to glean kind of next to nothing. It was a really kind of bewildering experience, and that's probably part of me being kind of shaken up, but I put my name down on a piece of paper, put a phone number for whoever to call me as I'm leaving. This older gentleman's son comes home, and I explained to him, hey, I'm, you know, looking for the gathering. I'm looking for, I think the sign used to say the gathering. He really shrugs it off. He's like, I don't know, that was some sort of concert. And at this point, I am assuming it has nothing to do with his property. He says, if you're looking for maybe something like a Bible group, there's a house down the street that does that kind of thing.
Tasha, I have been there. All right. I've been out there. I've been on the knocking of the doors, the editor assignment. I guess I want to ask you about assumptions, because I feel like sort of having a guess or an assumption about what we might find could almost color all the little bits of evidence that you were gathering so far, right? So the question used the word cult, which sent us on a certain way of searching and a certain expectations for who or what we might find.
Oh, sure. And what I'm, you know, what I'm probably in seeing is, I'm interpreting as cagey, but I'm looking at all of this through the lens of, are they hiding something? You know, so I'm kind of looking for either, you know, someone to kind of draw me in or shoo me away. And I interpreted it as being shooed away.
Well, so what we're going to do, we'll take a short break. We'll come back after the break and we will get to the bottom of the gathering there in South Nashville. You're listening to Curious Nashville from Nashville Public Radio.
My thought at this point, there is an unusual wooden sign, large, at the end of Foothill Drive. It no longer says the gathering. Whether or not that group was indeed part of the Gathering International, that will take some more research.
When our listeners ask us a question through Curious Nashville, one of the reasons that we decide to take these up is to show the process of journalism. We're kind of peeling back the curtain just a little bit on how we do research, who we talk to, where we go, what sort of verification are we seeking when we're doing the news and doing our storytelling. To my mind, this story about the gathering is a perfect example of that. You've got some loaded assumptions at the beginning, you've got a little bit of legwork you can do on the computer, and you also need to go out there face-to-face to talk to folks. That's what Tasha Lemley did for Curious Nashville for this story. She's here with us talking about what it was like to investigate what we thought might be a cult and to get to the bottom of what is the gathering in South Nashville. So, Tasha, you were talking before the break about all the initial steps that you were taking. Was there a breakthrough?
Okay, so your most nervous and brave little Curious Nashville reporter had a breakthrough with what the current sign said itself. Of course, the reveal of that is it said, rather than the gathering, another town, Damien McGinty, established 1992, Derry, Northern Ireland, Nashville, Tennessee. So that's a lot of words.
Yeah, that's a lot of... So the sign had become more detailed, but still not totally obvious as to what it is.
No, and I have no clue who Damien McGinty is. I will admit that. I'm like, this sounds friendly. I start researching who Damien McGinty is online and quickly discover a sweet Irish singer. Yep.
Now I have moved and I've kept on moving. Prove the point that I needed proof.
Yeah, so this seemed to follow with the homeowner's brief statement of, I don't know, some sort of concert. So I'm like, okay, some sort of Damien McGinty concert. And so I join his Facebook group for fans. And as part of that, you have to tell... You know, to get into the group, they put you through a couple of little hoops. I have to tell them what my favorite Damien McGinty song is. So I don't want to lie. So I go watching YouTube videos of Damien McGinty until I found one I liked. And I got to put that in there.
So you're not going undercover. You're not misconveying who you are. But you did need some access to this fan group.
Yeah, so I figured out pretty quickly that he had recently been in Nashville and had done a home concert. So I'm like, okay, there we go.
Well, and home concerts, that's sort of that's a trend.
Yeah, absolutely. So that seems completely reasonable and, you know, takes a lot of the pressure off. Again, we're looking for the gathering, so I'm still not positive this is even the right sign. So thanks to this group, I figure out when the concert was. I'm able to find some pictures of the concert, the house concert, Damien playing on a porch. And in the background of this photo, I see the address of the house. Sure enough, it's the house I knocked on originally. I was at the right place. This sign at least belongs to this house. This Facebook group helped me locate the woman who threw this house concert, and her name is Wendy, which matches up with what the older man said. Wendy might know something about that. She's into that kind of thing.
Is that what ultimately put you over the edge?
Someone in the group said the Wendy Filber, and they kind of linked me. They linked me to her profile. They said she threw this house concert, and I'm like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. So I messaged Wendy and heard back, and we were able to connect about Damien McGinty and the concert that she threw at her house.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, I love, I'm a caregiver by every means necessary. I don't have kids, but I've always gone home to take care of my parents. And so having, you know, 50 strangers in my house isn't a big deal. I love making people feel comfortable.
So we connect on phone, and I was actually in the car, so I pull the car over. And again, I'm just so excited. I'm so excited to be talking to her. We kind of reach a landing point, and I'm like, okay, so did this sign ever say the gathering? And she's like, yes. The rush of relief. I mean, this is like a drug at this point. Like, the mystery, as far as I'm concerned, is solved. I felt, you know, we are there. We're going to know why it said the gathering. And I am on the phone with the person that holds the key to this mystery.
I am excited because of your excitement at this moment. And happily, I've had, you know, some moments like that in my journalism. In fact, including on some Curious Nashville stories where you have. I mean, there's no other way to say it, but then this was a breakthrough. So, Wendy, who is she, and, you know, what's sort of her role in all of this?
Wendy is a fan. Wendy is someone who loves to host events. She loves to take care of people.
It's been nice just to have people who are like, oh, I'm really comfortable at your house, and you know, really, thank you for having us. And it's been great. So the people have been great.
She became a fan of a band called Celtic Thunder.
When the winds are
and they have have had nearly a dozen members. So maybe it's like the Menudo of Ireland. But I think it's the male counterpart to Celtic Women, which we will all see probably on PBS at some point. And she fell in love with this band, and her mother lives in another state. They would go see Celtic Thunder. They started to collect more women who would go see Celtic Thunder. And then they started branching off to see the individual members.
Kind of became our tradition of mom, daughter, and expanded from there to be our ladies group.
As far as you understand it, I mean, was there sort of a moment where they switched from traveling to see the shows to, I guess, hosting them in Nashville?
Yeah. Wendy found out about two of the members, Byrne and Kelly, were going to do a home concert tour, and you could apply to be one of those homes. And they were like all these, this checklist of things that you had to qualify. Like you had to fit 50 people and like a safety things and all of this kind of stuff. And Wendy is something of a perfectionist and overachiever. She dotted all her I's and crossed all her T's. And she said, man, she submitted to them a packet.
Definitely. We did a maybe $15,000 renovation on the house, ripped our porch off and made a, you know, like a pergola, so it looks like a stage. Everything, really. I'd love to do all that stuff.
So she got it. And that tour name of Byrne and Kelly, it was called The Gathering. There we go. There's our sign. So she painted this first sign. She got some reclaimed barnwood, a couple of posts. She's a handywoman, and she put all of this together, painted the sign with beautiful lettering. The Gathering hand lettered this thing for this Byrne and Kelly concert at her house, and her mom comes in for it. And just kind of a full circle moment for her, I think, having her mother and these members in her house just kind of knocked it out of the park.
When I really step back from this, I feel like you went in search of a potential cult, you know, that might have closely shared beliefs, maybe lives together in a certain way. Didn't exactly find that, but you did find, you know, some really devoted people related to music.
Yeah, I sure did. And we use the phrase, you know, cult of fandom for a reason. And that is what I found. I found a group of people who could connect around a central figure and throw their time and resources around it and connect with each other. And so, yeah, I found The Gathering. I found a group of people gathering and committed to each other and committing to a central purpose.
Well, Tasha, I love that we had some surprises along the way, had our expectations kind of, you know, busted, frankly, but that you found something meaningful on this journey. So I really appreciate your reporting on this.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me grab that prompt because it was going to be mine. I was going to fight for it.
Of course, if you are listening and you have a question about something going on in Nashville or Middle Tennessee, really anywhere across the state, we want to hear your questions. You can submit a question to us at curious.wpln.org. That's also where you can see all of the other questions we've answered, the adventures that we've sent our reporters on. You can do that at curious.wpln.org. Curious Nashville is a project of Nashville Public Radio. I'm Tony Gonzalez, the executive producer. The stories are edited by Emily Siner and Anita Bug. Audio mastering is by Carl Peterson. Our website and promotions are handled by Mac Linebaugh and L. Turner. And our music, this time, comes from Blue Dot Sessions. Thanks for sending your questions, and thanks for listening.